Abschlussprüfungen für Kauffrau Kaufmann. BIVO 2014. Englisch, Hörverstehen, Serie 2. Each part of this listening comprehension will be played twice. Task A. Look at the notes below. Listen to the monologues. Fill in the missing information. You now have 20 seconds to look at the tasks. Now listen. 1. Some last-minute information.
Hi, Jeremy, it's Paul. Here's some last-minute information on our visit. We're coming in at 3:15 tomorrow afternoon, not at 2:15, and our flight number is BA714. Also, we must absolutely inform Jennifer that there are 3 representatives less on the team, and I haven't been able to reach her yet. Please do me a favour and call her on 076-588-6569. If anything goes wrong, just call me on my mobile phone. It's 0180-3394-5678. Thanks and see you later then.
You are going to hear the text again in about 5 seconds.
Hi Jeremy, it's Paul. Here's some last minute information on our visit. We're coming in at 3:15 tomorrow afternoon, not at 2:15. And our flight number is BA714. Also, we must absolutely inform Jennifer that there are 3 representatives less on the team, and I haven't been able to reach her yet. Please do me a favour and call her on 076-588-6569. If anything goes wrong, just call me on my mobile phone. It's 0180-3394-5678. Thanks and see you later then.
Now go on to part 2. An urgent message.
Hello, Miss Taylor. This is an extremely urgent message from Sheila of the Manhattan Insurance Company Zurich branch. We ordered a dozen printers about 2 weeks ago. It was on the 13th of May. Well, we haven't received them yet, even though we had asked for express delivery. We should really get them as soon as possible. They are models IE-W70. Please call me back immediately after you hear this.
You are going to hear the text again in about 5 seconds.
Hello, Miss Taylor. This is an extremely urgent message from Sheila of the Manhattan Insurance Company Zurich branch. We ordered a dozen printers about 2 weeks ago. It was on the 13th of May. Well, we haven't received them yet, even though we had asked for express delivery. We should really get them as soon as possible. They are models IE-W70. Please call me back immediately after you hear this.
This is the end of Task A. Task B will begin in about 20 seconds. Task B. For each question, mark the best answer. A, B, or C. Tick one answer only. You now have 30 seconds to look at the task. Ready? You will now listen to a radio show about the stories of successful business people.
And it's another series of Back to the Beginning, the radio show that tells us the stories behind the scenes. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I have here with me Iris Tucker, CEO of IT Solutions, the company that's just been awarded Best Industrial Enterprise of the Year. Thanks for coming.
Absolutely my pleasure.
So, what can you tell us about the beginning of the company, and how did it get its name?
It was established just after the First World War by my grandfather, Irving Tucker, who originally called it IT Tools. Even though they were intelligent tools, he actually used his initials in the company name.
I believe I remember you saying he was not born rich.
Very true. They could hardly make a living, and he only went to school for 2 years. Then he started work in a local factory. The owner had studied science in Oxford, thought the boy was smart, and gave him scientific magazines to read, and then discussed them with him. That was, not really unusual in those days. Well, so Irving learnt a lot, and he also tried to save some money on the side. However, his boss soon fell seriously ill and then died, as the medical science was not what it is today. However, he left Irving some books and a sum of money, which the young man used to start a business.
What business was that?
It was the early era of electricity, and my grandfather invented a special type of electric drill and made a lot of money selling that. But business was bad, of course, before the Second World War, when my father was growing up. Unfortunately, although he liked driving cars and reading science fiction books, his great passion was painting, which was considered strange because at that time everyone was fascinated by the amazing progress in science.
That can't have been easy for the old man.
No, it certainly wasn't. Nevertheless, it may have been a bit easier since I, his darling princess, as he used to call me, was very close to him and took such a keen interest in all that technical and engineering stuff that I finally went to a technological university. And then I took over from the manager my dad had employed after Granddad died.
You've been very successful.
Well, I was in the right place at the right time. I mean, I didn't see much future in traditional machinery, nor in standard electrical tools. And that's why I went straight into the field of industrial robots. Yes, we have developed into a good-sized enterprise, with 420 employees, with a profit of over 40 million last year, an increase of 20% from the preceding year. And it looks like this year it will rise another 5%.
That's unbelievable. Have you ever thought of producing robots, say, for households or hospital care?
I know that this is a strong trend, but I think we should focus on...
You're going to hear the text again in about 10 seconds.
And it's another series of Back to the Beginning, the radio show that tells us the stories behind the scenes. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I have here with me Iris Tucker, CEO of IT Solutions, the company that's just been awarded Best Industrial Enterprise of the Year. Thanks for coming.
Absolutely my pleasure.
So, what can you tell us about the beginning of the company, and how did it get its name?
It was established just after the First World War by my grandfather, Irving Tucker, who originally called it IT Tools. Even though they were intelligent tools, he actually used his initials in the company name.
I believe I remember you saying he was not born rich.
Very true. They could hardly make a living, and he only went to school for 2 years. Then he started work in a local factory. The owner had studied science in Oxford, thought the boy was smart, and gave him scientific magazines to read, and then discussed them with him. That was, not really unusual in those days. Well, so Irving learnt a lot, and he also tried to save some money on the side. However, his boss soon fell seriously ill and then died, as the medical science was not what it is today. However, he left Irving some books and a sum of money, which the young man used to start a business.
What business was that?
It was the early era of electricity, and my grandfather invented a special type of electric drill and made a lot of money selling that. But business was bad, of course, before the Second World War, when my father was growing up. Unfortunately, although he liked driving cars and reading science fiction books, his great passion was painting, which was considered strange because at that time everyone was fascinated by the amazing progress in science.
That can't have been easy for the old man.
No, it certainly wasn't. Nevertheless, it may have been a bit easier since I, his darling princess, as he used to call me, was very close to him and took such a keen interest in all that technical and engineering stuff that I finally went to a technological university. And then I took over from the manager my dad had employed after Granddad died.
You've been very successful.
Well, I was in the right place at the right time. I mean, I didn't see much future in traditional machinery, nor in standard electrical tools. And that's why I went straight into the field of industrial robots. Yes, we have developed into a good-size enterprise, with 420 employees, with a profit of over 40 million last year, an increase of 20% from the preceding year. And it looks like this year it will rise another 5%.
That's unbelievable. Have you ever thought of producing robots, say, for households or hospital care?
I know that this is a strong trend, but I think we should focus on...
This is the end of Task B. Task C will begin in about 20 seconds. Task C. Please fill in the gaps in the sentences below with the correct form of the keyword or the keywords. Use one or two words. You now have 1 minute to read the sentences below. And here we go. Listen to Janet and her boss discuss an idea to make customer service better.
Now, let's see the agenda. The first item is customer service in the insurance division. Janet, you suggested that, so could you tell me what you were thinking of?
Thanks. At the moment, our advisors stop working at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. After that, our customers only get the helpline taped message. And other companies work till 7:30. So I think we should change that and keep the lines open until 8:30 in the evening.
Then we would probably have to employ 3 more advisors, wouldn't we?
I agree. We would need 3 experienced people with good phone skills and attractive voices.
Do you believe there will be enough increase in sales to make up for the extra costs?
I certainly do. Well, of course, there are lots of people who make private calls during their office hours. But there are quite a lot who can't or don't want to do that and prefer making their calls from home after work.
I see what you mean. So why not try it out for, what do you think of maybe 4 months?
Well, I would go for 6 months, as people's habits often change very slowly and our data would be more accurate.
All right, done. So how would you communicate this to our customers?
I feel we should produce a flyer to enclose with our pre-summer holiday mailing at the end of June. We can save some mailing costs that way.
Sounds good. And where do we get the extra staff?
I'm going to call the in-house employment people. They can put it on our website. If we get no good applications then, we can still put ads in the papers. I'm sure we can find good people on a temporary basis.
So on what date would you launch the trial phase?
I guess we will be able to find and employ the staff in about 4 weeks. Then we could start on the 1st of September when everybody is back from their summer holiday.
Great! So we would be ready for our best season, which starts in October.
You are going to hear the text again in about 10 seconds.
Now let's see the agenda. The first item is customer service in the insurance division. Janet, you suggested that, so could you tell me what you were thinking of?
Thanks. At the moment, our advisors stop working at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. After that, our customers only get the helpline taped message. And other companies work till 7:30. So I think we should change that and keep the lines open until 8:30 in the evening.
Then we would probably have to employ 3 more advisors, wouldn't we?
I agree. We would need 3 experienced people with good phone skills and attractive voices.
Do you believe there will be enough increase in sales to make up for the extra costs?
I certainly do. Well, of course, there are lots of people who make private calls during their office hours. But there are quite a lot who can't or don't want to do that and prefer making their calls from home after work.
I see what you mean. So why not try it out for, what do you think of maybe 4 months?
Well, I would go for 6 months, as people's habits often change very slowly and our data would be more accurate.
All right, done. So how would you communicate this to our customers?
I feel we should produce a flyer to enclose with our pre-summer holiday mailing at the end of June. We can save some mailing costs that way.
Sounds good. And where do we get the extra staff?
I'm going to call the in-house employment people. They can put it on our website. If we get no good applications then, we can still put ads in the papers. I'm sure we can find good people on a temporary basis.
So on what date would you launch the trial phase?
I guess we will be able to find and employ the staff in about 4 weeks. Then we could start on the 1st of September when everybody is back from their summer holiday.
Great! So we would be ready for our best season, which starts in October.
This is the end of task C. You now have time to complete your answers. This is the end of your English listening comprehension exam. Please stop writing and hand in your paper.